You're listening to IdgitCast, Season 1, Episode 22, Devil's Trap. Hello and welcome. I'm John.
I'm Darcy.
I'm Paul.
I'm Yvette.
I'm confused.
This is a special Noob in Terry episode of the podcast. We'll be recording a commentary for Episode 22 from Season 1, Devil's Trap. I will be your supernatural expert for this episode. The rest of the panel has not seen the episode yet, so this will be new, fresh viewing for them. For those of you who would like to join us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or what have you ready. Make sure your recaps are enabled, so that'll be the first thing you see when you click play. I'll count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that'll be your cue to select play. So here we go. 3, 2, 1. Now. And even more classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if I know this one. That's not as familiar as the Kansas.
No.
It sounds like Rush, but I'm not positive.
It said on the captions that it's Triumph.
That might be the name of the song.
No, that's the band. It said it was Triumph something or another, the title.
Okay. All right, then.
Much it. Yeah, that was the plan.
Folks, I will apologize because I am eating while we do this.
Sorry.
But I'll try not to eat into the mic.
I'm drinking beer.
The guy who's the other mysterious demon guy looks familiar too. The casting, mm-hmm. casting wise, I mean, obviously we haven't seen him before, like we said, but.
Hey.
Kiss.
Whatever you do, Dean, don't sit down.
You got a cult in your butt.
I don't know about that.
Maybe you should make a plan first, gentlemen.
Sounds like he's got one.
Sounds a little bit... Lax a little. Yo, there you go. He is thinking after all. There you go. We need a plan. I don't know about that plan.
What if you gotta stop and go potty?
It's a genre television show. That's not gonna happen.
Ooh.
Who are they going to?
Somewhere, this place?
Somewhere we've never been before ourselves, but they've been
it's
all
like
the time,
Hubcap
I'm sure.
Hubcap Annie's.
I'm somewhere where I don't know where I am.
Dog on the...
They're in South Dakota.
Puppy.
Or at least the truck's from South Dakota. I assume they're in South Dakota.
Why is the dog on top of the car?
He's just waiting. Flasks.
Oh,
If this guy looks familiar to you, it's because he sold guns to Walter White.
Never seen that show.
I've only watched up to the third season.
Why am I hanging out with you squares?
I like, if it isn't just like sci-fi, I probably haven't seen it. I like outer space. I like aliens.
Said the woman who hasn't seen Fringe.
What does they, did they go to outer space? I thought it was like a supernatural, like X-Files, but not with aliens.
It's there's science fiction involved, I promise.
Okay,
it's called
well, I'll
Fringe.
I thought it would just be like ghosts and witches and whatnot.
No.
Okay, well, see, I was wrong.
But there might be ghosts and witches in this show.
I love ghosts and witches. I love that stuff. I'm a huge American Horror Story fan. I love horror, too. I just have watched more horror movies than I've watched like horror TV shows.
Well.
Now, they don't tell you in this episode, but this guy's name, his full name is Bobby Singer.
Okay.
That's actually a reference to...
Robert Singer, the director of the last one.
Who work on this show.
He directed the last episode.
Uh-oh.
I know that much. I was...
Uh-oh, doggy's gone. Chain's gone. Oh, Meg came to find him.
Howdy. Where's that colt? Oh, there's the holy water.
Ooh,
yeah, you geez. Didn't telegraph that at all, Dean.
So I accidentally turned my Spanish subtitles on when we started watching this, and I've got to tell you, it is making it so much better.
Samuel Dean, ¿por qué?
Well, it's funny because the translation's not quite right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They have a trap for her already? Oh,
yeah. Clearly.
She in a circle that she can't get out of?
Oh, snap.
And the badass award goes to Dean Winchester.
Sobrenatural.
Stop that. Maybe you should turn those off.
I like it. I'm leaving these babies on.
Okay.
Diabla. Diablo.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, then this is going to be really weird when someone starts reading Latin.
I wonder what they're going to do. Guess I'm going to find out.
Oh! What? Bitch slap. Ooh, I'm not supposed to say that, but they said it.
Oh, they say bitch slap. Bitch slap is clear. Bitch slap's okay. Time out. No.
Jinx, owe me a beer.
We only got one left in the house.
It's mine.
Besides the ones we're drinking.
Oh, it's exorcism time!
Except I went and opened the Lincoln beer thinking we were going to be in Lincoln, and they never went to Lincoln.
That's all right. We spent 3 years there.
Should have stayed.
We should have.
I still suspect they're wrong. I don't think she is a girl.
At least she'll get a nice tan, really?
Oh, Kim Manners, bringing out the big gun for the last one here.
Mm-hmm. Well, this episode is written by Eric Kripke, so...
There you go, too.
Yeah.
Well, don't stop and look.
So when he's speaking in Latin, there are no subtitles.
No, not for us either.
I think we got speaking in Latin in parentheses.
Too bad yeah. The Spanish subtitles don't say, you know, in Spanish, speaking Latin.
I know, they didn't. They did not warn me.
Because that would be hilarious.
Just keep reading. Don't you know? Didn't you see Exorcist?
No.
Don't stop. That's how you get
I've
your head.
I've lost my place forever. I'll never be able to find the right page in that book again.
Keep going.
Don't stop.
It will be, huh? Wow.
Keep reading.
You'll still be doing her a favor if you exercise this out completely, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, finish it.
A building? That narrows it down.
It's a building in a city.
Dun, dun, dun.
They got city and state. That's close enough.
Give me the zip code.
Uh-oh.
Yeah? That demon leaves and then she dies.
Well, let it go. That's okay.
You're still doing her a favor either way, right?
Right.
Even if she dies from it.
Then she won't go to hell.
Yeah, she wasn't exercising free will all the time. She was doing all the nasty stuff. In theory. Yeah, I don't know how it works.
She's getting awake there. You guys better get back on this.
I don't have an imaginary friend in the sky. I can't really tell how it works, but...
Paul, that's not very nice to say.
All right.
Haven't you heard of Killy McGee? Got some step framing there.
But is it all gone? Yep.
I bet it's not gone.
No?
I hope not.
Don't move her. Don't move her out of there yet.
I still don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I don't believe it. Don't stop on Tiger. I still don't buy it.
Maybe it's for release.
Yeah. All right.
Bye, Meg.
Don't leave me, Meg.
Don't you feel just totally sad now?
Well, not really, but...
Because now she doesn't have to remember all the horrible things that the demon made her do. Because that would be bad. You have to think about that every day.
She was our only recurring female character, though.
Come on, we see Mom every week. The beginning.
Yeah, because that counts.
Yeah.
There you go. Colorful characters. But hey, it's a colorful character we've seen for the first time, and so far he's not dead.
But is he a demon? That was my other thought.
He made it through an entire scene without dying.
I like that, like, bridge thing, like, they keep showing us.
Loading dock for something big.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, this could be something. It doesn't mean anything to me, but he's acting like it's something.
I like these books because it reminds me of Charmed.
You're drawing on his car?
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
It's a Conte pencil. It'll come right off.
Oh, still. Don't they have papers?
I know. I love that he's like, don't draw on my car. And it's like caked in dirt and dust and stuff.
He's still drawing, like, demon symbols on his car.
What, you don't have those on your car?
Well, I mean, it might up the value of my truck if I drew some demon symbols on it, honestly.
They come standard if you have a Kia.
Got a point.
Yeah. So I assume this is Jefferson City? Is it tide on that river?
There is.
It's a Sunrise building. Or Sunrise Bakery or Sunrise something. There you go. Sunrise Apartments.
There's a whole bunch of kids there, dude.
Someone please think of the children.
The children will attack him.
That little baby is going to have fangs.
And just imagine if Dean has to explain how he got knocked up by a toddler.
Okay,
I missed
there.
It. I missed it. What is the 7 minutes?
That's how quickly the city will respond to the fire alarm.
Okay.
He just walked right through. There's like a whole security thing right there. He just walked right in.
Yeah, not too controlled access, apparently. Maybe it's only at night.
It's a weird building.
It doesn't look like an apartment building.
No.
Fire alarm. Well, there goes our game of Parcheesi. And I was winning, too. Crutch!
Peace when he's nervous.
Hey, I do that.
Doesn't everybody?
Sprinkles.
What are you going to get in there?
He's going to steal the fire truck, or he's going to bless the water.
No, he's just going to get some uniforms.
She's still playing Parcheesi, man. She didn't give up on that crap.
I play by myself.
I can play two characters.
Everybody's still home.
Okay, but you
know. Well, except for nobody's home, really.
Yeah, nobody's home.
The demons are home. These demons might know you by sight and voice. Oh, holy water in there.
Holy water in the chest.
Okay, now they're just people, right?
That's not how that works.
Oh, okay, good.
No, but it weakens them for a second. Who else was in that closet? Oh, now they're going to start the fire.
Into the closet with you, and don't you come out until you express your true feelings.
Yep, now when they let the door go, they can't cross the salt line.
But can't they, like, walk through walls and crap?
I don't know, that's a pretty hasty...
That's what
who told
I
you that?
That's some pretty hasty salting, too.
Yeah.
They're demons, they're not ghosts.
just crash through. I mean, it's not going to hurt them. If I was a demon, I'd crash through walls all the time.
The salt still limits their travel.
Yeah.
Crotch.
This episode is so weird.
What's weird about it?
I mean, I like the idea of, like, demons just chilling in this apartment building, but...
How are you going to be sure? Oh, you're going to put a little water on it.
Water.
See what happens.
Just as I suspected, it got wet. Kill him.
Oh, you know. Don't ask. He just makes you look stupid. Oh, okay, you're drugged.
Well, he just woke up.
He's drugged. Okay.
He's a little groggy. Looks like everybody's had their 5 minutes with the sad boy.
Oh.
Ooh. That fast, eh?
It's all it takes, apparently. It takes a whole lot of time to get it back out of him, but not very much time to get it in him.
He reminds me of Weevil. From-
oh, transferred it to the...
Ooh, they're both...
Now there's two of them.
Ah.
I'm looking for Veronica.
I love Weevil.
Salt?
Demon Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down.
Here's Jenny.
Oh, that's so obvious.
Here's a bunch of people.
Yeah, that salt is actually going to work now, right? Well, you can't salt someone from coming outside, exactly.
It's a salt. Wow, they're everywhere. Oh.
Wow. Ooh, in the face.
Oh, Sam's going to look real pretty after this. Mike, why don't you give me a haircut while you're at it?
It's protecting him from the blows.
Oh, the gun.
I guess it worked. But now you're down to...
Now what do you got? You're a liar, Dean.
Down to two bullets.
Ruh-roh.
Okay, Sam, now call him a big old liar.
Now, how is Dean going to carry both of them out of there? Come on! Where's this hidey hole?
They're assaulting the hidey hole.
Really? Because it burns when I put salt on my hidey hole.
Sounds like a personal problem to me, John.
I'm sorry.
You nasty.
I'm not sorry.
He's not sorry. Where is it? I like they're doing a lot of good subtle setup in this episode. I'll mention while they're talking about this stuff here, but you know, the guy before saying there were 27 demon possessions so far and something big was going down. So even if they kill this family demon by the end of this episode, they're still setting up a whole bunch more to happen, something big coming that isn't coming during this episode.
Right, they can't just go out for pizza afterwards.
No.
Everything's cool now. There's no more problems ever.
That's right, Dean, you shot a person. Yeah, you did.
Your hair.
That's not even on mic. You feel you're being corrupted, Dean.
I didn't feel bad about it at all. In fact, it gave me a tingle in my nether regions.
John, what's going on with you tonight?
That could be a bad sign.
No more soup for you, John.
I'm saucy.
You were being saucy. My. All right, when's Dad gonna die? Come on,
Hey, Dad's already dead. I have a feeling.
What? He's not possessed. He didn't steam.
How do you know?
He didn't steam when they holy watered
him. Maybe he's wearing a protective vest.
A holy waterproof vest? Oh, something bad's coming.
Ooh, that scared Dean.
Oh yeah.
Dean's scared.
Even though they poured water on his face.
Good. It's already there, yeah. Okay.
Why do you want to check it?
Gotta make sure.
No, don't give it to him. Don't do it. Don't do it. I have a feeling. No. Don't do it, Dean. No. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do it.
Don't.
Do it.
Don't do it. Ooh, cliffhanger. Not.
But Dean, you can't shoot him either way.
Incantations. Do them, Sam.
Gotta be some way of knowing. What's the test?
Exercise.
Figure out a test.
Thing is, there's no test.
Is there no test? Does he have access to all memories?
Yes.
Tell us something only our dad would know.
Yeah, I know.
What's
the test?
I wanted girls.
Come on. You guys are smarter than this.
Even if he's possessed, you're still killing him if you kill him. That makes sense, right?
I mean, all serious. Like, you know, like, I could not. You
know. Told you. Ooh.
You get the gun either way, apparently.
Oh, no. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, he's creepy.
Wait, so is he possessed, or has he actually been dad the whole time?
No. Ooh, the one boy could.
Well, he wants to. That's what he's taunting him with. So if they kill Dad, do they kill both of them?
Yeah.
If they manage to get their hands on the gun and shoot
him?
Well,
yeah, we saw it happen to the guy that got hit, blown in the head. He was dead.
Well, yeah, the guy was dead, but was the demon dead that they killed?
It doesn't appear to be. I don't know.
Well, this is a different demon.
Yeah.
Hence the yellow eyes.
Who started it, Mr. Demon?
Oh no, my shirt's bleeding.
I don't think Sam's makeup is very good here.
You need more eyeshadow?
I just like the way his eyes, like, you know, I just don't think
it's... The swollen eye doesn't look like a swollen eye. It looks like a made-up eye.
Kill it. That's fine.
That's necessary.
He shot him in the leg. Smart.
It kills the cute supernatural part, but it doesn't kill Dad. Does it work that way? It's a badass choice, but could it be that easy?
Just shoot the leg. I don't know. I think they already killed him. Oh, shoot again.
Oh.
Do it, Sam.
Now it's getting away.
Screw you guys. I'm going back to my island. With my hatch and everything.
Ah, smoke monster.
But everybody lived. So far.
Yeah, but so did the demon.
That's okay.
Oh, Dad's gonna die.
He got away.
He's gotta die.
No, he shot him in the leg. Credence.
Now I'm waiting for somebody to turn into a werewolf. There's a bathroom on the right.
You beat me to it. I wasn't gonna.
You were too busy drinking.
He was, actually.
I was.
You boozer.
How do you make it manifest?
Oh.
Oh, you possess a truck driver.
Oh, no. Well.
Bet you didn't see that one coming.
I didn't, actually. That's how it is with car wrecks.
Nice
that,
lyrics.
That's so true.
Oh.
The car is dead.
I'm a little sad about the car.
They killed the metallic car.
Oh, no.
So this was, like, I'd watched the first few episodes of Supernatural and then kind of dropped off.
Oh.
And then I came back and this was the episode I saw that got me back into it, specifically this scene, because I was like, what?
That's the end.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
cliffhanger. We don't know who survived.
Now you'll have to wait 3 months at least.
That's right. Or
a few weeks. It's going to be after Thanksgiving.
A couple weeks.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving.
Well, all right. Well, that happened.
Excellent.
You don't sound thrilled about it.
Well, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah. Fun.
So, folks, thanks for joining us. That's going to wrap things up for this for us this week. Until next time, this is John.
And this is Paul.
And this is Darcy.
This is Yvette.
Happy hunting.
Bye, y'all.
You have been listening to the IdgitCast from QuadruppleZ.com. Visit our Facebook group at facebook.com/IdgitCast. Email us at idgitcastpodcast@gmail.com. Please use the episode title in the subject line. You can call our voicemail line, 206-309-9389. Please name the episode early in your message. The theme song for the IdgitCast was written and performed for the show by Borrowed Trouble, and the vocalist is Allie Jones. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. The closing music you are hearing right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan and is used by permission. Find more music by Jack as well as humor, fiction, discussion, and a variety of other goings-on at jackmangan.com, home of the Deadpan Podcast. Would you like to hear more from the hosts of the show? You can find John Pavlich on CastleCast, also from quadruplez.com, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Yvette can also be heard on Investigating Mars, also at quadruplez.com. David Bushman is one of the hosts of the Pop Culture Wars podcast at facebook.com/PopCultureWars. get in touch with Darcy for apparel design needs at facebook.com. Search for Cyan Fey Designs, C-Y-A-N-F-E-Y Designs. And you can also hear Darcy and I on the Ghostlight podcast, an intercast for the television series Slings and Arrows at quadruplez.com.
Best enjoyed by May. Oh well. I'll still enjoy it.
May of when?
May of May. But it's an awful lot of head. Too much head!
Well, pour slowly.
I did.
Did not.
I sure did. I poured down the side of the glass very slowly.
Now children.
And there's still too much head.
And we wonder why our kids bicker. We learned it from watching you.
That's right.